Classic Hits 107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. She's always a ray of sunshine. Anne Swordfeger joins us on the phone lines with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Anne.
Oh, thank you, Jamie. That's nice to hear.
And we've got still so much going on, even though the season is winding down for this month for Stratford Festival. Still lots going on. We haven't had a chance to chat about Stratfest, which still happens.
I know. As we get towards the end of the season, there is, I should say, a sale on. Our grand finale sale, so tickets are as low as about $25, I think. So get out and see those last few performances before the end of this month. But if you have missed anything, there will be some of those added to Stratfest at Home. And in fact, we are filming some of the plays right now. And if you go to our website, stratfordfestival.ca, and go to the forum, you can, for free, find some opportunities to come and watch the extra scenes being shot for the films. And maybe you'll be captured on film as well with one of your fantastic reactions to the shows.
Oh, fantastic. It's always great when they film these productions.
It really is. And, you know, we have such wonderful shows that are on there. A lot of our plays, sort of, as Disney used to say, from the vault, are there and will only be there until the end of this month. Like The Amazing Taming of the Shrew from 1988 with Goldie Semple and Colm Feore, directed by Richard Manette. Antony's Romeo and Juliet from 1992 when he was just a lad with Megan Follows. The Great Long Day's Journey into Night with Bill Hutt and Martha Henry. And those are all available until the end of October at Stratfest at Home, which is $10 a month to subscribe. And something incredibly special, speaking of Martha Henry, is about to be added to Stratfest at Home, and it is well worth any money you would spend on it. We were able to capture her final performance, which is Three Tall Women, which we did last year in the Studio Theater. And she died, of course, 12 days after the final performance in October. So if you love Martha Henry, and I think we all do, you will want to see that amazing performance. We have a special agreement with the estate of Edward Albee that allows us to show that on our streaming platform for the next 12 months.
Oh, my goodness. How special is that, able to see Three Tall Women, that production filmed, and with Martha Henry? How special is that?
Yeah, incredible. And it was one of the best shows you would ever see in your entire life.
Wow.
So please subscribe and watch that beautiful thing. That comes available on the 16th of October.
Okay, and let's talk about forum happenings still going on, of course.
Yeah, we have everything happening. You know, tomorrow morning at the Avalon, we have Ray Dalio, who is one of the 100 richest men in the world. But aside from that, he's also one of the biggest philanthropists. He's given more than $5 billion to various philanthropic efforts, including the Stratford Festival. And he is going to be here talking tomorrow. He is the head of Bridgewater, which is a hedge fund. And I think it was his advice that stopped, that was, you know, only his advice helped people survive the 2008, his clients survived the 2008 downturn. So he's an interesting person. He's got a lot to say. He's got a book out called Principles for Dealing with the Changing World Order. And Antony Cimolino is going to be interviewing him tomorrow morning. So there are still a few tickets left for that. It's at 10:30 Friday morning.
Well, there you go. Lots happening with Stratford Festival. As we mentioned, the season is winding down. When's the last show in terms of the season for this year?
October 29th, just prior to Halloween. And when we say Halloween, I should also call attention to the fact that the Avon Ghost Tours are going to be offered again this year between October 23rd and 26th. So that is a really fun thing to attend.
Oh, awesome. StratfordFestival.ca is the website for all of the details. Again, there's the sale that's happening, but wraps up on Saturday. Tickets for as low as $24, $25. Still lots going on, forum events, and still great shows to take in this month with Stratford Festival. Anne Swordfeger with Stratford Festival. Anne, always a pleasure.
Great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Perfect, Anne. That's